It's the world of college football we live in. Spencer Rattler begins the year as a Heisman Trophy candidate. Name, image, likeness going well. He's the hotshot quarterback who started, got benched, came back. This is supposed to be the year for Oklahoma. Still might be the year for Oklahoma. They are unbeaten. And right now would be in the playoff. Well, Spencer Rattler against Texas after a year that has not been clean. And already this year at home, led by the OU students, wanting Spencer Rattler out, Caleb Williams in. The Oklahoma-Texas game on Saturday gets off to a horrendous start for Oklahoma. They were down two touchdowns before you had a chance to, like, settle in. And then it's 28-7. You're like, wow. But it turns into one of the wildest games in college football, and OU rallies to win. And Lincoln Riley, during the course of the game, makes a decision. It's his program. It's everybody's program, but he's the guy in charge. Makes a decision to insert Caleb Williams. They needed a spark. Caleb Williams came in on fourth down. He was just going to sneak. And next thing you know, he goes for a touchdown. And the momentum and the body language and the energy changes. And Lincoln Riley says, we're staying with Caleb Williams. And you know the rest of the story on Saturday. Caleb Williams spearheads Oklahoma. Got some help from Kennedy Brooks, among others. And OU wins the game to remain unbeaten and still a chance to win a national championship. So after the game, Caleb Williams, who is a freshman, and at Oklahoma, they don't let true freshmen speak to the media. He is shooed away by Lincoln Riley. No talking to the media. While he's being shooed away and his teammates are celebrating a huge victory over Texas, they're on the field, they're taking pictures, they've got that big golden cowboy hat. Spencer Rattler walks off the field. Oklahoma fans that were in the end zone where the tunnel is at the Cotton Bowl have all shared video of Spencer Rattler with his teammates in the background celebrating. Rattler is walking off the field with, it appears to be, an OU media official. So, Lincoln Riley has to address who's going to start at quarterback. They're playing TCU this weekend. Says, we haven't made a decision yet. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be a battle in practice. The decision is not hard. Your goal is to win football games, and you owe it to your team to put the right guy at the right position to win football games. That team reacted differently to Caleb Williams. Well, we got through that on Monday. And then Tuesday came. This is a shout out to student journalism. The OU student newspaper went to a public building in Norman. I think it's either one of the classrooms. Their practice fields are directly behind the end zone at Memorial Stadium down in Norman. And there is a dorm on one side, and then there is what I think is probably a classroom building. A student newspaper reporter grabs his binoculars. Good to know that kids now have binoculars. Very hard when you ask somebody, hey, have you ever used binoculars or you know what they are? You get the blank stare. He goes up to a floor in this building. Now, this is a public building on the campus there at OU. Finds a window where he can peer into practice. Oklahoma football practices are not open. I don't know of any college that, unless it's, well, I think Mike Riley at Oregon State, their practices were always open. But when you get into season, I don't know how many coaches around college football, if any, allow media to come in and watch practice. So this reporter, again, this is a student reporter, good on him. He's got his binoculars watching practice, and Caleb Williams is practicing with the first team. So the reporter documents that Caleb Williams is the number one quarterback at OU, at least this week, and then gets a hold of Spencer Rattler's dad, gets quotes from Spencer Rattler's dad. The story is published in the student newspaper. Who reads the student newspaper? Students. Football players. They're not picking up the Daily Oklahoman or the Norman transcript. They've got the student newspaper right there, and they read the story, and Lincoln Riley goes ballistic yesterday. And now all media availability has been shut down. When was the last time that shutting down access was a good look for a coach? Lincoln Riley, I believe, he's one of the better coaches in the sport that has an open and honest relationship with reporters. But he has shut down all access for the rest of the week to Oklahoma with media availability. Please tell me quickly, think of last time that a coach, regardless of sport, shutting down access was ever a good look. And you know that this student reporter at OU, he has some stones that he'll step right up and he'll be at the next media availability. And you know that Lincoln Riley knows who he is. But we live in a world where we have to wonder if Spencer Rattler is going to transfer. He's can go to the NFL after this season. But we have to worry if he's going to remain at OU. Instead of, you know what? He's going to have to sit, but you never know. We automatically go to the card. Well, could he go to LSU? I think he's going to transfer to the NFL. I mean, do you have to worry that he'll just drop out of school and start preparing for the NFL? Hey, what? A lot of mock drafts in the NFL have wondered about him this year. But a wild story is developing in Norman. But you know what the best way to cure this is to be out front. Don't say, well, we'll just see how it goes. You know how it's going to go. Your goal is to win football games. You have a pulse of your team. The guy that came in helped you win a football game, and your team responded. Don't overthink things, Lincoln Riley. And good for student journalism. Student newspapers don't print 5 days a week anymore. I don't think any of the student newspapers around here, I don't think are 5 day publications anymore. So, you know, that the funding has gotten a little bit smaller. But good on this kid. You know this kid, this is, hey, when he graduates from OU and he goes to interview somewhere, this is his story. Look what I did. I thought outside of the box and went up with binoculars and peered down into OU's practice facility. I'm guessing that access to that floor and any of the floors that can overlook the football practice facility in Norman have been shut off, or there is somebody that is watching. A lot of drama. A lot of drama. You know who doesn't have drama? Georgia. People just go, man, it's Georgia. I mean, even Iowa has a little bit of drama, and it's really not them. Kind of. Kirk Ferentz responded yesterday. If you watch the Penn State-Iowa game, there was about four or five times where a Penn State player went down, and the fans booed because they thought Penn State was faking injuries. James Franklin went after Iowa fans. Now, some of these players that went down for Penn State are out for a significant time or out for the year. So he was a little bit upset, and he said, you don't know what an up-tempo offense is. Well, Kirk Ferentz yesterday said, when asked about the fans, our fans smell the rat. College football is great. We love college football. The tit-for-tat, the pettiness that goes on, we love college football. That is an element of college football that cannot be replicated. Is all this little pettiness that goes on. Like the pettiness that is starting to develop between Nebraska and Minnesota, and you're thinking, where did this come from? That's why we're leaning into it. And you go, wow, could something happen on Saturday? Yeah. What will happen on Saturday with Oklahoma and TCU? Wild, wild story down in Norman. All right, Parker Gabriel is going to join us in about 15 minutes. We're back with more on the Gary Sharp Show with Josh on 1620 The Zone. We have a developing situation at Woodhouse Place Nissan. They've got vehicles. New inventory has just arrived. Pre-owned inventory as well. They've got a full lot. You hear a lot of places that the inventory is way down. Not the case at Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, or online at woodhouseplacenissan.com. where they can take care of your needs. You want the perfect car, truck, or SUV. You want a Nissan feature, Nissan brand. Sentra, Altima, Rogue, Armada, Frontier, Titan. You can find it all right now. Again, in person, 144th and Giles. But let me direct you online, where it's very easy to peruse pictures, information, pricing, salesperson. All of it at the click of a mouse. Plus, you can fill out a credit application. You can value your trade and do so much more online. But whether it's in person or online, you can experience the difference and you can purchase with confidence and know that Woodhouse Place Nissan will exceed your expectations. They're there to take care of you and get you in a vehicle that meets all of your needs. Do it today, 144th and Giles, the expanding lot, or online at WoodhousePlaceNissan.com.